So I think, you know, no matter what it is, they will explode whatever fear you have. And they're experts in fishing. They start talking to you, and they figure out something, and they use it. And if they don't find nothing, I have families that they call them and say, oh, you win a computer. But how? Oh, because you did such and such, or you win a computer. Well, okay, the computer is free, but you need to send us the money for the shipping. So they, oh, okay, you know, we got a computer. They don't have any fear, but they, you know, they're greedy. Oh, I got a free computer. And they send them the money for the computer. 3 weeks later, oh, I'm sorry, we thought we were thinking about you. We didn't send the computer, but because we were thinking, do you know how to use the computer? Oh, no, I do not. Well, we send you the class. We send you the CDs, but those CDs are another $150. Send us another $150, and we will include it in the same box. And so you're saving money. And at the end of the whole deal, they don't get nothing, and they're maybe losing $500 already. But they do it little by little so they don't feel it. Some of them get called and asked, they get offered services to send the remains back to Guatemala if something happens to them. So you know, if you, they know that the cost of sending your remains to your home country is over $10,000. So if you send them this amount of money, like $2,000, we have a huge promotion and everything will be taken care of. So they're thinking ahead of time. That's not really usual, but it happened already. Many times they start calling, saying that they are, and this was on the TV too. They're calling from the IRS, saying that their social security number get, you know, that's how they start. So they say, oh, I don't have a social security number. So they find the plan B, you see, to go and use other that is not related to your social security number. They call and say that it's regarding your credit card. Most of them don't have a credit card, so they find another way. So they, I think they just, you know, they just do it again and again and again, and they know what to explode from people. As I say, here in Salem, we try to teach them. Key is education. If something sounds weird, stop. Don't send money to anybody. Go to the Catholic Church or contact me, and we will take care of it. But even they're going, this, I will say, they come from Hispanics. They know about their faith, you know, and I have families asking me to take them right away to send money. And I said, okay, I will help you, but why? You know, why we need to send money? Oh, because I got, and they showed me the picture. They sent them pictures of the Santa Muerte, saying that if you don't send me the money right now, we're gonna do witchcraft on you. So they're scared, and they really believe in witchcraft, and I believe too, but I know that my Lord will take care of it. I'm not afraid of it. So they need to send money right away, or they will have witchcraft on them. So they use, you know, they're experts. This happens all over the U.S.
Notaries back in countries like Honduras and Guatemala have more legal authority than they do here. And some people will hold themselves out to say, I will fill out the paperwork you need filled out for your to become legal. And it's paperwork that does nothing. But they fill it out, they send it in. It first off, people pay a fortune for this paperwork that does nothing. Secondly, it tells immigration authorities exactly where they are. And third, it causes such a delay that something the person might have been able to do legitimately, that window is closed.
Oh, that kind of abuse happened in many, many different areas. What you mentioned is from notaries, yes. Something as small as changing an address. Change of address in form of immigration cost maybe $3, two stamps and two envelopes. That's what the real cost is. And anybody can do it in 5 minutes. But we have cases of notaries and lawyers charging families $300 just for changing an address. So yes, they get abused from people that are not really well trained in immigration papers, but they think they are, or they know they're not, but they know that they can make money from them. They get scammed from real lawyers that they, knowing that the law is the same, knowing that some people don't have any hope legally wise, they say, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it. If you give me $10,000, you will win. And you know that's not true. That will not happen. And that happened when we got the big raid in our town last year. Lawyers from another cities came and took money from some of our families because the people were desperate. And, you know, it was too much for us to take care of it. Even when we have lawyers from other places to come and help us, that was too much. So we have at least six families that pay some lawyers $7,000 to $10,000. Families who lost their jobs, who were in maybe the worst time of their life, and they get taken that huge amount of money. That we have that kind of abuse even from pastors, the local pastors here in the U.S., that use their faith and the fact that people don't have education, the fact that people is always afraid. That's the huge key in the Hispanic community, because they know that they're always afraid, that they know even if they find out that they are being abused, they will not go to the police. Not because the police will do something against them, just because they're afraid. Because they're afraid of the consequences for them, you know. But even we have pastors in town that even, like, specifically in that time, something that happened is that some of them were able to be released on bond. So those bonds are sometimes really high, $7,000, $10,000. So two things happen. One of them, they get charged $100 per person just to go into Cleveland and pay for the bond. So this person was paying five bonds a day. He was making $500 that day, and he's for a pastor each person, for each person. In the long term, all those bonds are being put in these people's names. So if they get sent back to Guatemala, we have cases like those too, where if they get deported or sent back to Guatemala, that money should return to them. But because the money, you know, they sign for the money, they keep the money. The family never sees the money back. As I said, and these are pastors. We have cases in town where ministers in town were taking kids to the health department here, and I think in most of the places in the U.S., if you don't have money, they will never, you know, the vaccinations are completely free. Mm-hmm. And I take most of my kids to get their vaccines for school, at least for school, for free. And we have ministers in town who were taking the kids to the health department when you know it's free, but because they don't know, he was charging the money and put it in his pocket. So, you know, abuse is everywhere. And sadly, most of the abuse is from their own Hispanics.
How much is it is from within the community?
As I said, in town is mostly ministers that are not real ministers, or ministers that are real ministers that they should not be in ministry. That they just take advantage of the fact that they cannot communicate, and they isolate those families. Because when those cases come to me and I figure out what's going on, of course I will take care of it. But, you know, it happens. It happens. Transportation-wise, we have people paying up to $300, you know, just for going to immigration when they have to go. So
from
1 hour away, because they don't have other option, other possibility. And again, all this money is under table money. They don't pay taxes on it. They abuse them in many ways. Sometimes they don't stop for them to go to the bathroom. If they stay too long in whatever process they're doing in immigration, they end up paying more money. So the abuse is constantly. Right here, medically-wise, we're blessed to have St. Elizabeth Hospital. And they have interpreter on staff. So all the medical issues goes to them, and they take care of it. So we stop in a huge amount of abuse, because sometimes it was people paying $50 just to go to the emergency room in city limits.